the police showed up pretty quick, provided a case number, and then they had a homicide to go to.
Meet Joe Tyler, a disabled Soulard resident, counting his blessings after narrowly escaping death with his dog Thursday morning.
Joe Tyler and his dog were struck by a car that left the scene at 12th and Russell. He tried to follow up with St. Louis police to see where the investigation stands, but didn't get far.
The unfortunate part that I see, no one's followed up with McGurk's to get the video. I mean, I have, but the police have not, and I've tried to call the police a couple times to get them the video, but they're very short-staffed. They have not gotten the video.
I mean, what do they tell you when they're, do they tell you they're short-staffed when you call?
Yeah, they tell me, hey, we've only got two patrol cars in the 3rd District. We can't... you know, help you right now.
What time of day did this happen?
The incident occurred at 8:45 in the morning. But I called the police at about noon because I'm friends. I live right behind McGurk's where the incident occurred. So I know the owners of McGurk's, and I was able to obtain the video at 9:45, an hour after the incident occurred. So I called police a couple times to about 10:30 and again at 11. And didn't get anywhere. Got transferred around quite a bit, but no one to take the video.
Did you get any kind of a description on the person that was driving the car? Could you see?
That's a great question, Maria. That is, again, part of the unfortunate part. The car did not have any plates, did not have any temp tags. So you can see from the video, after he hit me, he or she, I'm looking and yelling. I can't see plates because there aren't any. There aren't any temp tags. And the car had so much window tint. I think even on the windshield, I couldn't even see in the front of the car. So if the police asked me, was it a woman or a man? Can you provide a description? I couldn't because the car was all tinted up. I couldn't even see inside the front windshield, even though they hit me.
Yeah, no, as I'm looking at this video, it's completely blacked out, the windows. You can't tell anything inside of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so apparent, they know they hit. Because there's a little hesitation there how they stop, and then they just move on and leave.
Yeah, they slowed down. They slowed down. They knew they hit me. They slowed down and then just sped off. Like, ran the stop sign. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Maria, I'm like 2 inches away from not even talking to you. Like, if they would have hit me head on, it could have been a lot worse. But they hit me kind of on the corner. If you see, I definitely hit their passenger side light hit me. And it broke because it broke off part of my chair.
What's really disturbing here is obviously that this happened in the first place, but the fact that you're not getting any response from police as to where the investigation stands is, I'm sure, more frustrating for you.
It is, Maria. That's definitely frustrating. I think I'm also trying to take a macro perspective of this, and I think to me, do I want the person that hit me to get the book thrown at him to be charged? Yeah, of course I do. But this needs to stop. Like, you know, Janae Edmondson got her legs chopped off by a driver about a year ago. This happens way too often. People don't go downtown because there's traffic. lawlessness going on. And the police, I don't blame the police. They're just so shorthanded that they can't do anything about it. And it's terrorizing the city.
KMOX's Maria Kina reporting. You can see the full video of what happened. KMOX.com.